Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil. Woo! I don't know what that means. AI made this up. I'm not into AI.
Me either.
But, you know, it is
and
what it is.
Definitely I'm not going to be into it if it's taking over the balls and strikes in baseball.
Well, I got something to tell you there. But anyway, today we have with us a very special guest, Sean Goggin. Say hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Sean Goggin. Sean is a ex-minor league baseball player for the New York Yankees. He played for the Flint Celtics, and I played against him. Not really him, his organization. I had the Padres, and he was the Flint Celtics. And, you know, we had a big rivalry when we lived in Brooklyn. Anyway, Sean, just give us a little more about yourself.
Okay, so Phil was correct. I did play minor league ball. I started out, like he said, with the Flint Celtics. My first year of playing any type of sandlot baseball was 12 years old. And at 12, or when I was 13, actually, we moved into the Babe Ruth, and I did play against Phil's team. We played up one year. So they did beat us, too, by the way. But he had a pretty much stacked squad.
Yeah, we had a very good team. We had some professional ball players, you know, minor leaguers. And
I remember
major
it because, yeah, Eric Bianco, which was a great ball
great
player
ball
then.
Player.
And I ended up playing with him in high school, and he was a year older than me. So I knew your team was older. That's how I knew.
And you know what? And Angelo Amato was probably the best of the ones in the group.
I didn't know him
but
then,
he
so.
He didn't make it, but Ray Palacios did. And good ball player, great ball player. He would catch the ball in center field and go like this to the guy in the third base, like, go ahead. And when the guy would try to score, he'd throw him out at the plate.
Yeah,
give my father agita.
But I used to do the same thing, but I did it from third base. Yeah, I'd wait, and then I'd just nail him.
Yeah. So now you were a pitcher. So one of the things that really bothered me is they put a cap on all the pitchers right now, right? They started in Little League with the inning, the pitch counts, and and in minor leagues, the same thing. In the major leagues, the pitchers go six innings mostly. That's the average is six innings. You got occasionally it'll go seven. Very frequently,
yeah, they're stuck on that 100
stuck on five,
pitches,
right?
100 pitches or even 90. To me, it disgusts me as well.
Guys are throwing great games and they're getting taken out.
Then how about this? The relief pitcher comes in, the first guy, and he throws a perfect sixth inning. What do? They change him and throw another guy for the seventh inning. And then that guy always blows the game.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And you know, they're afraid. Now, listen, I get it. The owners put a lot of money into these pitchers. And if they get an injury, they're out a lot of money. They're paying money for no reason. I know they got insurance.
They got insurance, so they're not out a lot of money. It's all about winning. But they're getting hurt because of all these restrictions. When I played, well, first of all, I didn't really pitch till I really went to college. But I pitched a little bit here and there, but when I pitched in college freshman year, I was throwing 80 miles an hour. The reason why senior year or junior year I was throwing in the 90s because I threw constantly. I would throw 150 pitches a game. I would never come out of the game. If they came to take me out, I'd fight with the coach and tell them I'm not coming out.
It's just crazy, and you're getting a lot of injuries. A lot of it is also, I got three reasons, right? Number one is they're not strengthening their arms, right? Number two, everything's spin, right? Everything is spin. It's, you know, when I was, you know, listen, I learned how to pitch. I wasn't a good pitcher, so I didn't pitch. But what they taught me was spot your fastballs, change your speeds, and your finger grips, right? You don't throw a curveball. You don't spin a ball. You just learn how to pitch.
All right, so when I was playing, we didn't even hear anything about spinning the ball.
Well, curveballs.
Right, but I'm talking about the spin ratio or mm-hmm. whatever they have today. They have so many different analytics to the game. But so my pitch really was my slider. So I would throw a slider probably 70% of the time.
Yeah, and my third reason is I think this is a big problem. The count, the clock, the pitch clock, right? I think
not a fan.
You're not giving the pitchers a chance to gather themselves. You know, they got
to
get it.
One more thing to think about. Now, forget about gathering. You're like, I got to rush. First of all, I was a pitcher. Once I got it, I wanted to go anyway. So it wouldn't have affected me that much. But I see these guys. They're, it's in the back of their head. They look. I think it's also in front of them as well. I know
yeah,
it's behind
well,
them.
No, it has to be in front. They have to see
it. So, yeah. So I thought they were talking in their ear. So it's also in front of them.
Yeah.
So they're looking in front of them. The batter's looking behind them. The batter's able to call timeout. It's just an uncomfortable, to me, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't belong in the game.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many rule changes that...
I don't like any of the rule changes.
They're just horrible. The ghost runner, it's horrible. The
ghost runner thrown only twice over the first base. I would walk a guy every time. I always throw over 10 times the first base sometimes. Yeah,
I get it. You know what happened?
Get the yips.
And the other thing with pitching is everything is hard. The change-ups are 90-something miles an hour.
I know.
Everything is hard, right? Because they're only going six innings. They don't have to, you know, Tom Seaver would throw 89, 90, 91. And if he needed something to get a strikeout, he'd pump it up. Jerry Kuzman once said, I got a 5-0 lead in the first inning. I'm throwing batting practice. I'm getting ground balls. I'm getting outs. I'm not going to throw hard. I'm not going to put wear and tear on my arm. That's how they were brought up.
That's being
they didn't
pitcher.
Care about the ERA being if it went pitcher. Up a little bit because I'm going to let them hit the ball. The bigger base wasn't as big a deal to me as I thought it was going to be. To be honest with you, I don't care about the bigger base.
So wait, I'm not even, is a bigger base now?
Yeah,
first
you didn't
base?
Know that.
No, I didn't even know.
Yeah, they made it a bigger base.
Just on first though, right?
I don't think so. I think it's first and third.
So
it might be all of them. I think it's all the bases.
Yeah, they'll probably be all symmetrical.
Yeah, they made it a little bit bigger.
I didn't even know about that.
I
know they're thinking of putting first base to have two bases. I know, like softball, like the girls know.
Yeah, I do not like, I do not like the ghost runner at all. You got a pitcher, a relief pitcher comes in the game, and what happens? Man on second, hit sack fly, another sack fly. He's got a loss, and he got no hits.
I agree with you.
It's just stupid. But Major League Baseball is full of these things, right? It's full of them.
And there's more to come.
They're talking about realignment again, right? Now, I understand, that they want to make it where it's more rivalry, right? Because what they did was they moved it to add they changed realignment way back when they added the Colorado and Arizona, right? And what they did was they moved things
around.
I know
around. They moved the Astros across the
That
American
was the second
League,
time, the second right? Time. The first time the Milwaukee moved over. And basically, they changed all the divisions up. They made three divisions instead of two, and they did that to save on cost, right? The wear and tear on the players,
yeah,
right?
Traveling,
yada, yada,
cost,
right?
And...
And then they had to add a wild card. But now they love the wild card because it's extra money for them. Now they add two more wild cards. Now they get three wild cards.
So I was against the wild card at first. Actually, but over a little bit of time, I actually like it. I think it's fair. Because some teams are so far...
Too many of them.
It's not only that, but some teams are so far out in front. It just... And then the team's 30 games behind. They got nothing.
Sean, this year, the teams are 5 games out, and they traded. That doesn't matter. 5 games was nothing.
I know.
And now they're trading away players at 5 with wild cards. So that's just stupid. The whole premise of why they're doing it doesn't make sense.
No, absolutely not.
And now they want to realign everything and basically do away with the American and the National League, which is tradition is going away.
Well, that's why I don't like it. It's about tradition. But a lot of people are also afraid of that paradigm paralysis, afraid of change. So I can see both sides. But as far as trying to save a couple dollars about, I don't want to travel as much. Come on. These guys, they're paying someone $800 million, but they don't want to pay for a plane ride? I don't agree with that.
Well, now the Yankees, the Mets, Boston, Philly, they're going to be in the same division in the plan, right? It might change, but that's the plan. You got to be kidding me.
No, it's crazy. And those are all the big market teams, too, so.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why they're doing it.
So one less big market team makes the playoffs and...
Yeah, trying to make it on an even playing field. Maybe that's one of their thoughts. Who knows?
I think there's going to be a lockout. I don't see a way around
it. I think there has to be.
Right? You got.
But there should be a lockout from the fans. We should be locking out, not going to games. How can you continue to go to a game? You go to a game with your wife and two kids. It costs you
$1,000. Corporate money. It's all
$1,000.
They got the luxury boxes.
Yeah,
they got
forget
the,
it.
They got the. You go in. They got tons of food. Free drinks, free food. It's crazy.
That's if you're lucky enough to get one of those tickets.
Well, yeah, but
I'm saying a regular average family cannot go to a baseball game.
They're pushing us out, and the other thing they got a DH, right? I think 73 was the first year they did it in the major leagues. I believe with Ron Blumberg.
I'm not sure when.
right?
But I was against
it. But they were trying to do that in the 69, 70 year, right? And they kept fighting Charlie Finley, and then the twin owner, Calvin Griffith, was also on. They kept bringing it back up. Every time they had a meeting, they would bring it back up until they finally got it as a test. Bowie Kuhn didn't want to do it in the American League and not the National League. He's like,
well, he was right with that. It should have been both or neither.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
There's another thing.
But there was a reason for it. The what do you call it? The Players Association wanted it because it increased the value of their how much money they were making per year.
Well, because there's more offense, right? But here's
but
my
not
problem.
Only that, no. So what was happening was the average ball player was making more money. So it was lifting price. It was lifting.
But why would that do that on DH?
Because it was lifting their salaries high. Why? So Major League Baseball, not Major League Baseball themselves, the association, the players wanted it because they were now they're making more money.
That's not why they did it, because they didn't want the older players like Willie Mays to drop out. They wanted to keep them, could have been a reason, right? They wanted to keep them in there. I don't see how it made their salaries go up. I think free agency did that.
Free agency had mostly what to do with it. Yeah. But I remember going back, thinking about it, and they were talking about, because now the guy who can be just become, like say he was a 240 hitter, or he wasn't a good fielder, but he was a great hitter. So now all the statistical stats that he had would raise the worth of him, so it would make their salaries go up.
I also don't like it because the pitcher never gets to face the pitcher.
Yeah, I was for that. But as a pitcher, I like to hit anyway.
Well, but think about it, right? I run a softball league out here, and they constantly say, let's hit for the pitcher. And I go, no, because I want that. It's a long ball league, right? So everybody hits the ball.
So it was an extra player, and that's what was raising the salary levels up, because it was an extra player.
Extra player, okay.
Something to do with that.
Not a bench player, an extra player in the lineup. Okay, got it. And I refused to put in the hitting for the pitcher. Because as in a long ball, as a pitcher, I wanted to face
you also want to hit.
But I wanted to face a weaker hitter, because a lot of the pitchers aren't as good a hitter as other people. Now, the ones that are great hitters, I mean, they're benefiting their team big time. But so I did it. I won't do it in my softball league. I like tradition. I don't like the change. And I think that baseball is kind of ruining everything by doing that.
The older players are miserable with all these changes that are going on. Yeah. You can hear them when you listen to a game, some of the announcers. They think it's a joke. It's turning more like a softball league.
Yes. And now part of that was the offense. They needed the offense, right? You know, don't forget, they also raised the mound, or they lowered the mound.
You talked about that last time, I don't remember. 68?
Because Bob Gibson had a phenomenal year, so they had to lower the mound.
1.12 ERA?
Anyway, so the other thing I wanted to bring up, my next topic, is Ohtani, right? Now, you and I have argued constantly over Pete Rose, because you think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I don't. I think it's black and white. It's right on the wall. Do not bet on baseball. Here's the issue. Ohtani definitely was gambling. There's no doubt in my mind. No gambling syndicate will allow an interpreter that type of wire.
100%.
Right.
As a matter of fact, today they had the guy on one of these sports shows, the guy that was taking the action, and he says he didn't know till maybe a month into this kid gambling that it was Ohtani, but he said he never ever bet one baseball game.
Right.
It was mostly soccer.
So here's the deal. It probably wouldn't be a lifetime suspension, but he should have been suspended.
Well, you bet. Gambling's allowed now.
I understand, but
if he didn't bet on baseball, gambling's allowed.
But here's my problem with it also.
Lying about it is why you should suspend him.
But here's my other problem. I know it's a I get all that, right? But think about it. If you get in whole to a gambling syndicate,
right?
They could be like, you owe me a couple $1 million. You gotta throw some balls tomorrow. I need your team to lose. And that's why you're not supposed
possible,
to be allowed
to gamble. But there's zero proof about any of that.
No proof. He's great. He's a great ball player. Best ball player.
I don't know why he just come on and just say it was him, because there's no way, like you said, no one's given a guy who makes he was making $60,000 a year. They were giving him like $100,000 a game to bet.
Yeah. And you saw that. I saw the same interview. The guy's like, I got a $500,000 wire. I'm like, okay, great.
And they see Ohtani's
name. And he's like, oh boy, this could be a lot of heat on me
on
now.
Him. So, did he go to jail for that?
He might have. I think he might have.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story behind him. But it's for getting back to Pete Rose. Okay. So this is a little touchy with me, because, first of all, I'm a Mets fan, even though I played for the Yankees. So I love Bud Harrelson. Mm-hmm. And I hated Pete Rose for what he did to Bud Harrelson. But you put an asterisk next to his name. The guy was one of the best single hitters in the game ever. Probably the best.
I don't disagree with you.
So you put him in the Hall of Fame, and you put down as an asterisk that he bet on baseball.
So I think you put his accomplishments in. You say the best hitter in baseball, you know, the most hits, Pete Rose, and you put all the, but you don't put his bust. You don't give him the, and now I know he's dead, so he's, yes, but you don't give him the bust. You know, I just don't think it's right there in black and white. You can't allow a change there, because then down the road, something
Phil,
else.
Phil, did you ever go to the Hall of Fame?
I went there when I was a little kid.
But you don't remember. It's really small.
It was boring.
Yeah, well, it's small. You're not going to, it's a lot to read. But if you weren't aware of this, Pete Rose, they had a baseball Hall of Fame for Pete Rose. It wasn't Major League Baseball.
Next door or something.
Right? Yeah, like two doors down. And it was, if you went in there, you would probably like that more than you like the Hall of Fame.
Listen, I just think you can't make a change like that. You know, and again, this is, I can't have no proof. I'd have his best friend that went to jail for him said Pete was a little hocked up. So what he did is he funded a drug run. Again, can't prove that.
Yeah, no proof.
Just have somebody's word.
I heard the same thing.
Right? So he's not really a great guy. I mean, Pete, I do hold.
What are you going to talk about when he was a great guy?
Great guys don't matter.
Great guys are women because, listen, these girls, they throw themselves. I was a minor league A ball.
Yeah.
These girls will come and throw themselves at you every game.
Yeah, no, I understand. I know there was another rumor. He was with an underage girl. And again, you don't know. You're out. You don't know. But that's besides the point. It's really just the gambling. He can't go in because he gambled on baseball. And he was a player because he was a player manager.
So how about you have a separate little wing in the Hall of Fame for all guys, guys?
The disgrace wing.
Okay, if you want to put it that way. But list their accomplishments.
I have no problem with listing the accomplishments. I don't think they should get a bust.
But as far as the best hitter, I mean, I got a couple guys I like a lot better than him.
When I mean that, it was longevity, basically, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was
great. How many years did he play, 23?
Yeah, great hitter. Even in later years, he was hitting.
15, 200 hit home.
Yeah, absolutely.
200 hits, 15 years. Yeah, you only see one guy do that today, not even one get to.
And he was able to stay in shape, which is another thing that's very difficult. But I a lot of guys, I agree with you. You know, Rod Carew, Tony Gwynn, Ray Boggs. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah, George Brett. Three of my top five hitters.
You know? So, all right, listen.
And you know what else? They're all lefties. Which, as a righty pitcher.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Two of them were switch hitters, but.
Yeah, look at that.
But three of them were straight lefties. And as a righty pitcher, I would say, boy, how would I get them out? Because they major leaguers weren't getting them out. I was never going to get them out.
No. Well, let's go on to the next topic. We got the Mets and the Yankees. I don't know how much you follow the Yankees, but
I haven't followed baseball basically the last 2 years, and some of it is because of these rule changes. Mm-hmm. I really, as a traditionalist and as a guy who used to throw 200 pitches a game till their arm was hanging off, it drives me crazy watching them pitch five innings, sixth inning, one guy, seventh inning, another guy. Look what the Mets just did. They picked up four pitches at the trading deadline.
And no starters.
Now. No starters. But two or three of them keep blowing games or keep having miserable innings.
He's throwing them out there.
That and the guy Stanek. I would have traded him or gave him away for free for a bag of balls. Bag of balls.
He was very good, Stanek.
The guy throws 100 miles an hour. But again, you can't throw the ball perfectly straight.
No.
No matter what, they're going to catch up to it.
They're going
to,
yeah. So before the season started, right, we got ready. I did pick them to win 92 games, which they may or may not make.
Yeah, it's going
to
be close.
I did say my biggest problem with them was the starting pitching. I didn't like what he did. Last year, I loved Jose Quintana. I thought.
Just gave him away. Let him go.
I loved him. I was very. 2 years before, you know, 2 years contract, right? And I was like, this. I went to see him once pitch in Pittsburgh. I happened to be there. I watched the game. I loved him. You had him.
He's a pitcher.
You had Manaea, right? You had Severino. Now Severino ran out of gas because
is he playing this year?
He was with Las Vegas.
Did he hurt?
No, he just
Vegas. Yeah, he didn't make a team this year.
No, it's the A's. They moved to Sacramento. I'm sorry, then Sacramento.
Wherever they okay.
Yeah, for
so he's on the A's team.
He's on the A's. He's very good on the road, not so good at home.
I thought he still threw, had some arm. I thought he was throwing great last year.
He was. And the thing was, they were major league pitchers, those three guys. And we relied
innings,
on them.
Innings.
Right? Relied on them. I did think they got tired in the Dodgers series. And I thought if they would have beaten the Dodgers, which I thought was possible, they would have probably ran out of gas against the Yankees. So I was kind of happy.
I didn't want them to win it.
But now.
You got to grow from New York. You met your teams out. New York, New York.
Yeah,
no, I'm with you.
Now when
I grew
year,
up, I hated the Yankees.
Right.
Hated them.
Oh, no.
And I used to beat up the couch or throw things at the TV. But once, you know, once I play for them, I obviously like both teams. Of course, if they play each other, I'm a Met fan.
Right. Now going into the year, they said we got Senga coming back, but he pitched 7 innings last year. They had Canning, who did not have a lot of innings.
He got hurt this year, right?
He got hurt.
Yeah.
They had Montas, they had Peterson, who I think had 115 innings last year or something like that. And basically...
So we needed a starter.
We needed a starter. I needed a starter in the top of the lineup,
but
right?
They knew what they had in the minor leagues.
I get it. The Montas was the bad one, right? And to be fair, he was pitching better last year, and he did have innings in the past. You know, the Yankee fans say he sucked and stuff, but he was hurt. When they got him from the A's, he was hurt, and so it's a little unfair. But now, now we're going in. We had the best ERA in baseball in July, and what happened?
First 6 months of the year, right? Until July?
Until July. Now what happens? They start getting bounced around, right? They start getting hit around. Senga got
playing,
hurt.
They were playing over their heads.
Came back.
Caught up to them. Now, Senga, I think it's because I'm watching him pitch.
7 innings. How many innings you want?
I'm watching
him pitch.
His ball doesn't have the same bite. Doesn't have the same like giddy up. So I think his arm's tired or something's wrong.
And that happens, right?
Yeah, of course.
That happens. And you know, you remember when Matt Harvey was coming back off the injury, they were saying, we got to stop. He only has so many innings he could pitch. What happened to that? They're so worried about these six-inning games.
I don't know what happened to that guy, period.
No, but what happened to that whole thing? Strasburg stopped pitching, right? They went to the playoffs.
That's when the whole thing started, with Strasburg in 6 innings. I think it was him that didn't want to go.
Well, he was coming off an injury, and then he had an innings cap, right?
But I think even when he got drafted, I think when he came into the major leagues, him or his agent, somebody put a cap on what he can do. I remember that.
Well, it was the agent, because they didn't want him getting hurt.
Right.
Right? Because there's a theory you can only go up so many innings from the year before. Oh, Holmes, the other guy. They brought a relief pitcher, made him a starter.
Who had a great season so far.
Who looked great, but now it's 5 innings.
Yep.
He starts getting hit around, bounced around. Yankee fans said, you'll see. I think he's exhausted.
Yeah,
I think he's exhausted. So
conditioning now, would be... With me, like I think we spoke about this last time, and I'm a big fan of Leo Mazzone, you know, from the Atlanta Braves. Those four guys never got hurt, or 5 guys, where you want to say maybe one of them got hurt for 1 year. What they would do, they would pitch as long as they would want to go 7, 8, 9 innings, and then they'd rest one day, pitch on day 2, have a soft toss on day 3, and start pitching again on day 4. They constantly use their arms. And constantly, what happens, it's like a muscle working out. Your arm gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
I understand what you're saying, and I do agree with that. You look at, they still had injuries back then, too.
Right? Not as many, and
but
nothing
what happened
close.
Was, they never came back from the injuries because they didn't have the tools. They didn't have the operations they have now.
Well, they did. Tommy John surgery was named after him.
It was in the 70s.
Right.
But before that, Gary, you know.
Oh, I'm talking about
Gary Gentry had a couple of great years.
No, I'm talking about the
80s
and
90s. Got hurt his arm and that was it. Yeah. You know, those things happen, right? But it's much better now. You know, but you have weird injuries too. Obliques, Linfrac.
I think they make too much money today. They make shit up. They don't want to go.
They don't want to pitch.
I'm serious. It's the same thing with the coaches, the managers. None of these guys are like stars because the stars made so much money. They retire now. When we were growing up, the guys, if they didn't get a job as a coach in the summer, after they retired, they were working, selling cars or doing something. They couldn't. Life was different today.
Yeah, absolutely.
They make so much money.
Absolutely. So I'll move on a little bit to the Yankees now. I'm going to tell you right here, I'm going to make a prediction. They're going to win the division. Right? They got an easy schedule.
They've been playing definitely better.
They're playing better. They got back. Stanton came back. He's hitting the ball. Judge came back. He was out for a couple, a week or whatever, 2 weeks. He's come back. He's DHing mostly. Their pitching is starting to straighten out a little bit. You lose Garrett Cole. That's a big loss.
Yeah, tremendous. Right? They also had three lefties, Bellinger and the other two, Grisham and what's the other kid's name? The other lefty. Second baseman.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
They got a guy from Florida.
Oh, Chaz Grissom.
Chaz Grissom. Him?
Grissom.
Grissom.
Whatever his name. Chisholm, right?
Chisholm, Grissom. Yeah. Similar. And Bellinger, they've all been on fire.
And they're playing good against some better teams now. They're going to have a little tough stretch. And then after that, the end of the year, they're going to win a lot of games. They're going to be fine. I had predicted the Red Sox will win the division in preseason, but first Devers, then they started playing great. Now they lost Anthony, another injury.
He's oblique.
Out for the year. He'll be back maybe in the playoffs, but that hurts.
I guess they swing so hard. It's all about exit velocity, and they're trying that. Who knows?
Yeah, so, but the Yankee fans, they were loving when Juan Soto was average, right? That guy's on fire now.
He's picked up his home runs. His batting average is still the 250s.
It's moving up. It was moving up.
He's still the 250s.
That's fine. His stolen bases, he might be a 40-30 guy.
And you can see him trying for it, though.
You know? He's potentially could be in the running for an MVP.
Well, I don't know the rest of this. I haven't really followed that much.
I mean, you got Ohtani, but, you know. Right. But I'm not sure. Obviously, he's going to be one of the best players. But there's a couple of players, But I just think it's so funny how phony they are, the Yankee fans, and they sit there saying,
he's only 25, right? 25, 26.
Well, that's what they say. You know, there was
a rumor that he might be older.
No, that was a joke.
And the one thing about him, I was taking it the wrong way, but I think I should like him. He's very, very into the game. I thought he was just arrogant and nasty, he wasn't a real team player.
No, there's a bunch of guys that don't hustle every play. Like, that's not how I play ball, but that's the way a lot of the people play today.
I said I was a hothead, too. I throw the bat and fucking not running out either.
Greg Jeffries?
Yeah, I was like that a little bit. But that was many, many years ago.
Yeah, so I do believe the Yankees will win that division. And one more thing. Did you see the pitcher messed up the catcher on purpose?
Yes.
And hit him with the ball?
And I love that. I think that pitcher, I don't know what happened to him, but he's got great stuff.
Yeah.
The lefty. What's his name? Valdez?
Whatever.
So if I was the catcher, I might tell him to look this way and throw a ball up in the air and throw another one. I don't like that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised. He didn't say nothing to him even in the
they came out and said he didn't do it on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, that's what that's what they said. He didn't do it on purpose. But it looked on purpose because after he threw it.
It was the next pitch.
He turned and walked away. Right. He didn't even care that he had
it. No, it was the next pitch. He did it on purpose.
And what about the umpire?
The
Yankee umpire.
Oh, he blew a few calls in a row.
Six pitches were off.
In the last inning?
Yeah, something like that. And
I seen two of them. The one that he struck out, Chisholm, whatever his name is, that was ridiculous.
That was way outside.
There was another one or two that were very close, but definitely didn't.
But everyone won against the Yankees.
Everyone won against the Yankees.
And the next night.
So now is that guy? Is he gambling?
I don't know, but there's a pitcher. Now again, I can't confirm this.
That's not confirmed.
I saw a pitcher him with a Red Sox, either Red Sox fan or Red Sox jersey.
That umpire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sure that's not AI?
I said I can't confirm. Right. Okay. That was on the internet. And then the next night, there was a line drive to third base, and he said that it bounced, and the guy caught the ball.
Oh, yeah, no, it didn't say it bounced. He says that he dropped it. He didn't have it long enough. He didn't have control of it.
Oh, so it wasn't...
And if you watch it, well, again, we'll watch it in slow motion.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long. I didn't watch the game live, but in slow motion, he had it for plenty. He had it.
Yeah.
They showed it. They showed him moving it to his right hand. Yeah, I see. That was the same umpire from the night before. I wasn't even aware of that.
Same umpire.
Oh, man.
How crazy is that?
So we have to do a little investigation into that umpire, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. And Major League Baseball, like I said, I'm not liking Rob Manfred at all. I think he's not doing a great job. I don't like what he's doing with the game. I understood some of the things.
I don't know where he's getting the pressures from to do this, though. From where?
I think they're trying. Well, I understood they wanted to speed the game up.
Okay.
I get that. And now, I'm going to be honest with you. I said before, there's going to be a lockout or there's some type of player stoppage.
And you feel because of?
The small market teams are going to resist what they need to do to make it a contract, right? The small market teams are going to really hold the fort, I believe, because they cannot compete. Now,
I agree with you.
There are people out there, and I'm not going to, a friend of mine, Paul, is one of them. There's Anthony. There's a whole bunch of guys. And what they say to me is, they're just cheap, right? Well, I don't think they're, if I have a team and I have a budget, right? That's how you run a business.
Of course, you're prepared to make a profit.
And if I'm going to spend $40 million and I have an opportunity to get another guy for $5 million and make it $45 million, I'm still not going to win. So why would I spend the extra $5 million, right?
I agree with that. And I agree with that something has to be done. You can't have one guy, Soto, making $800 million, mm-hmm. and he makes more money than I think four or five teams' whole payroll.
Well, so I'm not saying that there's...
That's not fair.
Listen, I believe there should be a cap. Every other sport has a cap. I think there should be a cap and a floor. Because you don't want those guys to not spend the money.
Not spend, right? Okay.
And the other thing is the deferred contracts. The contract Ohtani got was a joke. And it was one after another. They kept signing people, deferring the money to win now. Eventually, that's going to come home to roost, right? And the Dodgers,
But the Dodgers have some market. They're drawing $4 million. They're selling sushi for $1,000 at the game. They're getting these high-priced people who pay it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But again, now you're talking and bringing in the concessions in, and you're not. It's not the team, right? You're supposed to just go by what the team is.
I agree with you. But then you bring in the money to get from television.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Television is big. They got the Japanese market now. They're loving. They got a couple of Japanese players.
No, you'll see a Japanese player on every team soon.
Which, you know what? I don't have a problem with that. They're good ball players. I have no problem with that. They want to be on the coast.
I sent you a video of a Japanese player. I think he's playing in AAA, or maybe he was even a Japanese league. He threw a ball from right field. They said they clocked his ball from right field home over 150 miles.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's insane. That's insane. But one more thing. I keep saying one more thing, but did you know that Ichiro could have been a Met?
No.
Yes. Mets were in the running.
He might have been the best hitter of all time. He has over 5,000 hits.
I know. Well, you can when you include both, right? So he, it was between the Seattle and the Mets, and Steve Phillips went up to Will Pond.
Oh, I think
and said, I need another $2 million.
Right.
And he says, no.
Was this going on when the whole thing, we lost his money with Madoff?
Well, I don't know. It might be before that. Right. Ichiro was around a long time.
So this is going back to when he first came into the league?
When he first came into the league.
Oh, that was way before.
And he, you know what he said? He said, I might still be the GM.
if he was able to get Ichiro.
For $2 million, I would still be the GM.
I've seen a couple of interviews with Phillips about a few different things that were actually pretty funny, about stories that of guys he didn't get or did get or reasons for why he didn't. And some of the stories are pretty funny.
Yeah, no. I mean, Barry Larkin should have been a Met.
Barry Larkin was a good shortstop.
Much better than Bordick.
Got that right.
Much better than Bordick. And it was another one. They were like, you know what? Oh, Dorn is going to come back next year. What are we going to do? But they were still trying to get him. But, I think he turned down the deal. Anyway, that's it. I was going to go into all-time Mets, but we'll do that another time, all right?
Okay, we can do that. I love the all-time
Mets. I know, we're going to go out to dinner now, so.
All right, Phil. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Got to play the song again.
Soon it'll be Kindest Corner. Imagine that whole thing. You're not going to get me.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Where'd you get that from?
AI.